Rosie, my baby, I purred as I exited the hallway. She was easily the most beautiful thing I had ever and would ever see, even when her angry green glare landed on me with the attitude of a scorned woman in her 20s. I shot her a wink as I made my way to the table. When I got close, I reached for one of the muffins. She slid the plate away.
You're late.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I straightened the lapels on my navy blue suit. While I was in the shower, she'd slipped a formal, handwritten, in crayon, invitation under the door, inviting me to her royal birthday breakfast. Or at least, that was what I'd thought it said. It was really just her name, a birthday cake, and a stick figure drawing of the two of us holding hands. As I was drying off, she'd yelled,
I'm hungry, so dress like a prince,
through the door, before I heard her feet scurrying away on the wood floor. This was the second year of Princess Birthday Breakfast, so I'd thankfully prepared with chocolate chip muffins and pink sprinkled donuts. You know, the breakfast of royalty everywhere. I stopped halfway to my chair and gave her a once-over.
Wow, you look incredible.
Her hair was a messy nest of red waves, a silver crown precariously perched atop her head, and her baby blue ball gown was straight out of Cinderella, complete with elbow-length gloves and plastic gemstone bracelets. She harumphed and looked away, begrudgingly muttering, Nice tie. I toyed with the end of it. Yeah? You like it? It was the most hideous monstrosity I'd ever seen. Bright yellow with slopes of brown on the top and bottom, it was a giant silk banana. No prince would ever be caught dead in it, but she'd bought it for me when Ian had taken her shopping for Father's Day, so I wore it when I didn't have to leave the house. Mind if I sit down, Your Highness? Her glare turned into a full-on scowl, and I had to bite my lip not to laugh. When I got settled across from her, I made another attempt at a muffin, and this time, she let me have it. I jerked my chin toward the full platter. I thought you said you were hungry.
I know you were working.
I slapped a hand to my chest.
Who? Me? Working? Today?
It's a Saturday. That would be strictly against the rules.
It's not just Saturday, she huffed. It's Rosy Posy Day.
Every little girl dreams of the fairy tale, the white knight rushing in to save her from the clutches of evil. After that, they fall in love, move to a castle, have babies, and live happily ever after. By that definition, my life should have been a fairy tale too. When I was 8 years old, Cavan Hunt saved me from the worst kind of evil to walk the earth. It didn't matter that I was a kid. I'd fallen in love with him immediately, unquestionably, and without hesitation. But that was where my fairy tale ended. Instead of the castle, I moved into a small three-bedroom ranch-style home with a grandfather who could barely remember my name most days. I struggled for years with severe PTSD and depression, and eventually, I convinced myself that some lives just weren't worth living. Years later, there was a baby, conceived on accident during one of the darkest moments imaginable. But that darkness was a summer's day compared to the pitch black that was the day she was born. Now, that innocent child was only mine in the sense that my DNA ran through her veins. She belonged to Cavan in every way that truly mattered. At the end of every fairy tale, the one thing that always remains consistent is the happily ever after. It wasn't going to be mine, but there hadn't been a night that passed where I didn't pray that it would be hers. The only way I'd slept at night was knowing that Cavan had her. She'd be safe with him, the same way I had once been. To some, it would seem like I was the villain of the fairy tale, the evil mother come back to wreak havoc on the white knight and his little princess. But hurting him was never part of the plan. After everything he'd given me, I owed that man my life. It was just, I owed that innocent child more. What the hell are you doing? I whispered to myself, my heart in my throat as I drove through the iron gates in front of a towering gray stone mansion. The sprawling green lawn was manicured to perfection, and the rich bed of newly blossoming spring flowers bore the touch of a professional. It was the start of a warm spring in Jersey. We didn't usually see flowers until May, though judging by this place, those flowers had been planted specifically for the party. Her party. Her birthday party.